This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The Colorado House is wrapping up its work on a state budget which has to address a multi-billion dollar shortfall, CPR's Banta Berkland reports.
Colorado's economy took a hit when everything shut down over the coronavirus. School funding and health care make up a large part of the state's discretionary fund and are expected to face steep cuts. The budget still needs to go through the Senate. I'm Banta Berkland, CPR News.
State lawmakers say they will try again to pass a bill to outlaw the so-called gay panic defense. That's when defendants argue that distress over their victim's sexual orientation or gender identity caused them to commit an assault. A Senate committee rejected the bill last week. Its sponsor is State Representative Brianna Tone.
Whenever we can close a loophole that allows people to get away with a crime, we should close the loophole. And this is people's lives on the line. Why should we toy around with that?
Tone says she will try to reintroduce her bill this year. The Great Sand Dunes National Park starts opening in stages today. KRCC's Elena Rivera has more.
The park's phase one opening includes access to the main park road, trails, picnic areas, and dune fields. The park has been closed to visitors since mid-April. Some areas like the visitor center will remain closed. Plans are to start a series of phase two openings mid-June. Park officials encourage people to wear face masks, stay 6 feet apart, and avoid overcrowding when visiting. For KRCC News, I'm Elena Rivera.
This is CPR News.